excited to be here today. And one of the things I think y'all are all aware, our goal was to try to get all of our departments and local officials as well, and let y'all have a little bit better idea of what each department does, what the purpose of it is. And one we'd failed to do was our CSEP program, and that's one thing we want to make a push for, is to make people more aware of exactly what that program is, what it offers the county, and what it would mean in the case of a chemical release or something of that nature at the Army Depot. And most of you are aware, over the last several years, especially as we've got toward the ending point of this and getting rid of the weapons, they've started putting more money in our community and the EOC and such things like that you probably saw. But there's a lot of things that go on behind the scene that also funded, such as the radio towers and things. And very appreciative of what that program's meant to Powell County. But as with every department and everything we do, we always look if we can potentially make it better. And so we're sitting here with new director Kevin Babcock today, and we're very excited to have him on board and part of the team, and think that he can really help us take CSEP to the next level. And let him introduce himself a little bit, and then we'll talk about some of the things going on there.
Well, I'm definitely excited about the opportunity to be the CSEP director. It's done some wonderful things throughout the years that it's been involved. But it's kind of sad because I've left my job at the schools and the Powell County Sheriff's Office. I've really enjoyed that time I've had with them. But this is a good transition. I'm looking forward to taking the CSEP program and really infusing as much money back into the county as possible, and trying to get as much awareness out there as far as Kentucky, KYPrepare.com and things of that nature.
Yeah, Kevin, I know naturally you're in this position. Now, we've talked several times throughout the years that what we thought this program could do, and you know, naturally it worked out to where now we're in a position. And I think beyond what it's brought, there's definitely probably room to where we can better utilize it, bring more resources into the county if we really manage it and do it right. And I know kind of unfair to have you here just 3 days in, but just on the surface there and some of what you got to explore, you might speak to some of the things that you hope to be able to do in the next little bit with the program or in the future.
Oh yeah, that's definitely I've only been on the job 3 days, and there's just so much that it encompasses that I really didn't know about, and I'm trying to get up to speed on that. But the things that I'm going to continue to do is to assist the community in any way that's necessary or possible. We still want to do the communication signs for different events throughout the county, and of course during emergencies we'll have those signs out. We have the light towers that we can if you go to the fair or some kind of an event like that, you'll see the light towers. We're going to continue to support the community as best we can with those things. But I'm going to excited about maybe getting out to the schools, maybe do some community awareness, getting some feedback on what people think about CSEP. If there's a problem or a question about CSEP, I want them to be able to pick the phone up and call.
Yeah, and naturally, I think one thing, you know, beyond the building and thing I mentioned, I think one of the bigger things that we've been fortunate, the communications we have in the county is a large part because of CSEP. And naturally, I know you're in the process and had been started, but still upgrades and better in that system as well.
Yeah, we've over the years we've went from a system that was analog, and it was efficient, but we had a lot of issues, especially in different parts of the county. With the CSEP funding, we've been able to have tower placements in strategic areas throughout the county, and we switched to digital, and we've been able to transfer a lot of equipment. We work very closely with the fire departments, making sure the emergency response, they all on the they all have radios, and there's a lot of money goes into the local EMS.
Yeah, and that's kind of while we're on the communication, that's something I've been very pleased with the program is naturally, when I first got there, radio communications was something I got hit with a whole lot. You know, it was an everyday problem. Not that there's still not hiccups, but how far we've advanced in that. And like you mentioned, just along the location of the tower site at Hinkle, definitely in the eastern end of the county, was a lot of dead areas. Not that there's still not some, but significantly better. And I don't know, those of you that have a chance to listen to the radio, I think kind of there again, Powell County give us a chance to be, I'm not sure what the percentage, but we're probably pretty much the exception having digital communications with a lot of our counterparts, and that's we're a little bit ahead of the curve because of this program. And what that allows is, and you'd be very one in your previous line of work, but the clarity of the digital transmission versus analog is night and day. And
oh, absolutely. And you don't have the bleed over. You don't have the issues. One of the things we used to have with analog is we'd pick up Shelbyville, mm-hmm. Different counties that had the same frequency, but they'd be far enough away. Of course, when the atmospheric conditions are just right, it would leap and it would bleed over into our communications. Very frustrating. Digital, absolutely no problem with that. The clarity is phenomenal. Now, there are some issues with a couple places in the county where we still have, if you're on your handheld, you may have to go back to your cruiser to have a little extra power. But it's night and day what it used to be. It provides such a service to this county as far as safety for the officers, safety for the firefighters and EMS.
Yeah, and like I said, that's one thing that I know myself and Mr. Babcock have discussed. Beyond what the program's currently doing, you know, naturally there is an end in sight to this program once all the weapons are destroyed, and that's something that Mr. Babcock will be tasked with. We've got to really look and start to analyze what cost for maintaining or keeping these systems to par once the program's gone and we no longer have those resources. So that, you know, as much as taking care and doing the things we need to do now, the foresight we've got to have to look at what we're going to do to make sure we can maintain these once that program's gone will be a big part of what you do over the next several years as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think people would be very surprised, and some people might even be shocked by the fact that the county's going to have to fund some of these programs if they want them to continue. The towers, the three towers, the generators at the towers, the fuel going into those generators, the electric bills, this is all funded by CSEP right now. And a lot of this will probably be phased out starting in probably 2022 to 2024. So by 2024, the county's going to have to look at a considerable a cost to maintain the services that they're having under CSEP. CSEP's been a blessing to the county.
It has. It's given us the chance to do a lot of things that would have been a struggle if possible prior to. And that's what I said. I think now we've got the window of time to where if we're foresighted enough and proactive enough, like I said, we need to make sure that the parts of this program that's been implemented that's vital to the community, that we make sure that we're in a place to where we can maintain it. And I'm glad that we're having these conversations now than in 2022 when, you know, you're under the hammer. So it's very exciting to know that we're being proactive in that regards. We may have got kind of a little off track there and got toward the end of this program, but naturally as it's while it's still in play, there's a lot that goes on. And one of the requirements, I know naturally the concept of the program is to be prepared. And for those not aware, with the chemical weapons stored in Madison County, if there was ever a release or some kind of accident went there, that I think there's 11 counties in the CSEP deal that would either be directly impacted or be indirectly impacted in been a shelter county or whatever. Powell County been a fallout area where people potentially impacted depending on which way the plume or the chemicals were moving. We would be housing, deconning people here. And in that preparation, once a year, there's exercise that basically you go through real case scenario type situations where if there was a release, we bring out our equipment and the capacity that we'd be operating in. And let Kevin talk about that. That's coming up pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, actually, it's coming up the 19th and 20th. The actual drill that we set up the decon tents, and we get the fire departments involved. And we'd like to have some volunteers. And what we do is we need you to come through, and maybe you get volunteer to be deconned. And we would be happy to share some information on how that process takes place. But we set up our decon tents. We have showers. We provide decontamination for people that may be coming from Richmond or Estill County that may be affected by the chemical spill. And we're going to be setting up the decon tents. They'll be setting up at the Christian Church here in Stanton. We'd like to thank them for the opportunity to utilize their parking lot and their facilities. But in type of a real emergency, we'll probably be setting up those decontaminations at the Powell County High School, the parking lot. And we'll be utilizing the high school as a receiving station, working closely with the Red Cross.
And I know that's what I think of. We've probably done that we hadn't done in the past, and we'll do a better job of it, is when we talk about these exercises, that's what I said. I think most people, if they're familiar at all, probably in September of each year, they probably, if they watch the news, they'll see a Lexington or Madison County where naturally they're bigger counties, have a lot more departments involved and naturally closer to those news outlets. But we have the same type of activities go on here, and probably a lot of people don't realize, you know, we're doing the same thing on the same day that they're doing. And so that's kind of exciting and probably something a lot of people may not have been aware of.
Oh, yeah. We work real close with the local medical providers, but we also work close with the different areas. There's 10 counties that are in the CSEP umbrella, and we are more of a receiving station, but there are a couple of zones within our county that, that there could be a possibility of contamination if the wind was blowing right and there was enough release.
Yeah, and I guess just to kind of make people aware, to best of my knowledge, I think the upper end of Hardish Creek, you might talk if you're real aware, worst case scenario, where we could be directly.
The worst case scenario would be down towards on the Hardish Creek side of Clay City, back towards the Estill County line, back up to Furnace, Lone Oak, and that way up there, up the Little Hardest Creek, back up in that direction.
And not saying it caused panic. That, like I said, that's kind of perfect storm scenario that we would ever have any direct impact. Like I said, our primary purpose is to receive those from affected counties, their people. So, but it is still nice to have that knowledge and awareness.
Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility. But and that's one thing about the CSEP program. When it was originally designed, it was designed to go out of its way, above and beyond, to ensure the safety of the communities in the areas that they were going to be destroying these weapons. And they do go to extremes to ensure public safety. And I think that's one great thing about the CSEP program.
Kevin, I think one thing too, and I know you've even been involved with this portion of it much longer than I have, but beyond the night y'all set up and do the decontamination exercises and see how that would work, the following day we also have a tabletop deal which lets us see all our computer systems and interact with all the departments probably a little bit more than even the night y'all do the decon. We might give people a little overview kind of what we do the day following the actual physical exercise.
Yeah, the from a law enforcement perspective, that's a lot more what I've got involved in. We have a team that assembles here at the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center. It's on Highway 213 just south of Stanton, just next to the UPS. It's the dispatch center. And we come in here and we have an awesome technology suite to where we can actually watch the drill unfold. And they do scenarios of the what type of release we have in Richmond, how much is released, how much product, and what Richmond's doing, Madison County's doing, and what the other counties are doing. We look at weather. We look at the plume, the release, and which way it's coming, and things of that nature. And it's a exercise where we can actually test how we would respond and how many people we're expecting to come, and real life issues like with the flooding in Houston. You'll see all the different agencies responding and doing different things. This provides us the capability, not just CSEP, but during the a flood, catastrophic flood in Clay City or something like that, or the blizzard, we can come to the EOC and utilize that same technology. And just so much easier to get information out to the public.
Yeah, I think while you're on that, that's one thing we might go back and clarify. You know, we take for granted and that we deal with it every day. What is the Emergency Operations Center? And there again, I guess making people aware, they may see this $4 million facility sitting here and wonder how it really equates with the CSEP program. And I think here's a good chance for us to do that and explain. Mm-hmm. You kind of touched on it there, but the Emergency Operations Center, why CSEP, and really the capacities it gives us, and I guess we can both speak on it, and if interjecting, we're here, but the Emergency Operations Center, like Kevin referred to, should we ever have a catastrophic event, either natural or man-made, this would ideally be the facility where the powers that be or the ones that would be in control would meet, come up with a plan, and hopefully be in a secure enough location that they could implement their roles during that time of crisis. And Kevin, you're going to speak a little bit more on it.
Oh, no, it's obviously the thing that most people come in contact with the EOC is the dispatch. 24 hours a day, we have somebody here that answers the 911 calls and dispatches the emergency responders as necessary for the particular incident. But it's so much more than that, not just the EOC as far as emergency operations, but this is a community building. We have a lot of events with the school safety. We have meetings here that deals with response of how we would respond to just various things throughout the county. And we have a meeting, if you schedule it, we can actually have some meetings on some things that are happening in the county that are beneficial with the different agencies, that the governmental agencies that need extra space. We have a nice facility here that we can utilize, and we do utilize on a daily basis.
Yeah. Kevin, you was mentioning there as far as contacting. I think it's probably appropriate time if you want to give them how they can go about contacting. It'd be great.
All right. You can, obviously, you can stop by the EOC at 33 Commerce Drive here in Stanton, or you can call me at 663-7560. That's the office number. And if I'm not in the office, I have my cell phone. You can call me at 481-9849. 9849. I'd like to hear from you about what your concerns are with emergency operations in the county and how CSEP might be able to provide better service to you.
That's a good point. If you do come up and the door is locked, the front or rear door, probably easier for you to come in the front door. Just push the button and somebody will talk to you and let you know if I'm here, or they'll let you come into the building to see me.
Thank you all, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you very much.